KIOI, The Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
The Hawk, that was Duke Ellington, renowned and renowned with Jubilee Stomp. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour for this week. And what a week it is and will be. It is not over yet, it is just beginning. And it's beginning, we're going to start measuring weeks from Wednesday to Wednesday, from 6 to 7 on Wednesdays. That's it. I've confirmed it. I've talked to the people in charge of the calendar. Calendar Club people have confirmed it. And it's happening now. What else is happening right now is this show. And oh my goodness, we have so much coming up for you this hour. It's chock full. We have Derek Edwards with us tonight, a renowned comedian. And we have Clifford Brown, Henry Mancini, the George Benson Group, Nina Simone, Jimmy Smith Quartet, and Oscar Peterson in a little bit of an interview. All that and more coming up real soon. So don't miss out. Don't change the station. Don't turn down the volume. Stay right where you are. And we'll get you started with the Jimmy Smith Quartet with Stranger in Paradise right here on 101.5 The Hawk. Thank you. 101.5 The Hawk. This is the Johnny Athens Variety Hour, and that was the Jimmy Smith Quartet with Stranger in Paradise. I found a clip online, segment from an interview on the Dick Cavett Show featuring Oscar Peterson, a renowned musician, a jazz pianist, and group leader. He had his famous trio in the 60s. We've had him on the show before, and he's a wonderful talent with a distinct style, and as we'll get to see very shortly, a lot of talent, an incredible range of ability. And he is also Canadian. He was born in Montreal, born and raised. What a better place to get your start in jazz, you know. And on this segment on the Dick Cavett Show, they're at a piano, and Dick is asking his questions, and it's focused about how the pianist plays and the different kinds of playing there are and how it sounds. It's a great way to kind of learn and understand how different musicians play in different ways and what they're doing that makes them unique from others. And Oscar Peterson is no better teacher. I believe he actually did teach for a bit. He had a school in Toronto and he taught there. So we not only get to see his wonderful piano playing come out, but also his teaching skills. He breaks it down for us, and with the help of Dick's great questions, we get to see what it's like in the mind of these jazz musicians. So without further ado, here they are, Oscar Peterson on the Dick Cavett Show on 101.5 The Hawk.
Stretch the bosom door for here. Well, I thank you, and His Grace the Duke thanks you, and... Oscar, let's hurry through this. I've got some notes here from my scrapbook. I wonder if it would be possible to pick a tune and have you show us just superficially, perhaps.
Are you going to pick a tune that I know?
I'll let you pick the tune.
No, go ahead.
Because I might pick Buttons and Bows or who knows. And if you could just show us some of this, what I think are called stylistic trademarks of other pianists. Mm-hmm. Now, what do we mean by the phrase, the stride piano of Art Tatum, for example?
The stride piano of Tatum or people of that era is the ability to play the background for yourself and make it work like a rhythm section. As opposed to when you play with a rhythm section, mm-hmm. where you would just hold a chord, usually, or punctuate with a chord and play. Because the drummer is playing, the bass player is playing. So this way you go.
Yeah. So the right hand is really the instrument, and the left hand is putting the rhythm section out of work.
That's right. That's the idea.
Okay. what else did I put down here? Oh, yeah, here's something I wrote, made note of. Talking about influences on you, and quote, the two-fingered percussiveness of Nat Cole. Oh. Could you show the two-fingered percussiveness
for us? Yeah, Nat would do this sort of thing.
Or the TPC.
Which each note has its own articulation rather than being an insipid phrase like...
Yeah.
It's... And he used mostly the front end of his hand.
And emphatic
to accomplish
like that.
This. It was very emphatic. Sort of, it was articulated like you do in speech.
Then the Muzak running all notes together. That's part of the sentence. The other part they could hear in your early influence was the lyric octave work of Earl Garner.
Oh, they're talking about the full chords, like this, where Errol used a handful of chords to play melody. If he was going to play Getting Sentimental, he might play it like this. And delay it like that.
Uh-huh.
And as I said on another show, you have to know how to be able to do the proper delay so it doesn't sound false.
Since you didn't name the airline, you better not name the other show.
I won't.
What was it, run by a middle-aged man with white hair?
No.
Oh, okay. But what about the relaxed block chords, or would that be a typo for black chords? No, I guess not in George Shearing's case.
Not in George Shearing's. George Shearing used this kind of thing. To run melodies like Roses of Picardy. Where he used the fullness of a sax section almost, instead of playing. You get the full chord.
I play it again with partial chord.
Partial chord would be two notes, for instance. It's much sparse, much more sparse. This is full.
You know, it just occurred to me that I read so that you had given up singing because you sounded a little too much like a well-known singer. Don't say who it is.
I'm not going to sing.
Let's see. Could you do a little bit of a Blossom Fell and see if the audience can tell who you sound like?
I wish I could.
Or what's another thing? Give Me a Kiss to Build a Dream On.
No.
Do you really sound like him?
Well, it's debatable.
You won't do
it? That way.
I don't want to embarrass you.
You don't embarrass me. I sing occasionally when I feel...
You do?
...feel up to it.
Could you do, sing just a bit and see if you sound like anybody? I'll be the
what
judge.
What a day this has been. What a rare mood I'm in. Well, it's almost... like being loved. And if you say Donna Summers, you're in deep trouble.
And so are you.
That's right.
No, I think everyone... I think everyone recognized the voice of the immortal George Burns. let's not explain it. What are double-handed, or is it double-octave bass lines?
I think there was... Well, actually, what you mean, double-octave... melody lines,
maybe,
rather than bass lines.
Maybe.
Because if you play a linear invention, if you play as a gain on Sweet Georgia, if you invent something as an alternative line, then you can play the same thing with two hands.
Are they doing the identical thing, those two hands?
Right. Get in two different places in the piano. It gives a little different substance. This is a little difficult to do if you haven't been doing it.
Was that ever hard for you, or when you were the first time you tried that, could you do it?
No, I couldn't do it the first time I tried it.
Okay. What would I be hearing if the pianist was tonality based? I've seen that term thrown around.
Oh, you'd be hearing, all right, if you take this same tune, Roses, Picardy, right, you'd hear this sort of thing. Melodies. You might hear a more involved harmony, like... whatever they chose to do. He's just moving the harmonies around, changing them to give it to a different shape to the tune.
Well, thank you for this master lesson. Quickly, two 10-second questions. How good a trumpet player was Louis Armstrong in musician's terms?
Player. Fantastic trumpet player.
Yeah. And the other one is, how long has wigs been a verb transitive, as in cigarette holder that wigs me, in the lyrics to Satin Doll? But you don't need to answer that.
All right, it won't.
Oscar Peterson, it's a genuine thrill to have you here.
Thank
and
you.
If you would play us off, it would be wonderful. Just a little cocktail piano.
Like that?
Yeah. Thank you. Oscar Peterson. Thank you.
1.5 The Hawk. Welcome back to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. We had a snippet there of Oscar Peterson teaching Dick Cavett how to play the piano, and that was followed by the Oscar Peterson Trio from 1963, featuring Ray Brown on bass and Ed Thigpen on the drums, playing I Got It Bad and That Ain't Good. No, it is not, but it is a wonderful tune. And a wonderful, composed by Duke Ellington originally, but that's a wonderful take by the trio there. And next up we have another song with a bit of a story to it. This was composed by Hoagie Carmichael, probably most famously known for Stardust, a jazz standard that goes beyond jazz now. But it was composed by Hoagie Carmichael in 1939, and the lyrics for this song were based on a poem which he read in the paper, and at the time the poem was just, the identity of the author was unknown for many years, until she died, Jane Brown Thompson, the night before it was introduced on radio by Dick Powell many, many years ago. And then Hoagie Carmichael did his thing, and he made the wonderful tune, I Get Along Without You, very well. He played it with Jane Russell in the 1952 film, The Las Vegas Story. It is also famously a track on the Frank Sinatra's hit album, In the Wee Small Hours, released in 1955. But the version I have for you today is a beautiful rendition in her classical and very distinct style, so expressionistic that you just know it has to come from somewhere special, and that is, of course, Nina Simone, the famous musician who had a rough career, but one that has left us with so much great music, such as this track, Nina Simone with I Get Along Without You Very Well, on 101.5 The Hawk.
I get along without you very well, of course I do. Except when soft rains fall, and drip from leaves, then I recall the thrill of being sheltered in your arms. Of course I do. Thank you. but I get along without you very well. I've forgotten you, just like I said I would. Of course I have. Well, maybe except when I hear your name, someone's life it's just the same. I've forgotten you just like I should. What a guy. What a fool. To think my aching heart could kid the moon. What's in store? Should I fall once more? No, 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 it's best that I stick to my tune. I said that I get along without you very well. I do. Except perhaps in spring. But then I should never ever think of spring. For that would surely break heart in two.
.5 The Hawk, a beautiful, beautiful tune. Only Nina Simone can create such a feeling, a mood, and sound. It's nearly operatic as she sings this song that we've probably heard dozens of times in many ways, from big band to swing to the pop of Frank Sinatra. It really goes to show that there are so many things you can do with just a few simple notes. All it takes is a little heart, a little soul, and a little bit of style. That is Nina Simone for you. Another artist that is known for their incredible style and staccato and string playing is George Benson. He's been around for nearly, 60 years now. He's 78 and he started when he was 19. And he's been strumming that guitar and playing some wonderful stuff ever since the beginning. He was considered a child prodigy, and while not so much a child anymore, he is still definitely a prodigy in his own right. A wonderful player who started off with actually some soul music and R&B, and then he moved into jazz later on. Took a hiatus in the 80s, and then he came back, and he really hasn't stopped playing. To this day, he still tours and records and has a great following. He's done some scat singing, some pop, and some other fun stuff in between. In 1976, his album Breezin' was certified triple platinum and hit number one on the Billboard charts. The song we have for you today is from his album Love Walked In, which was recorded live at the Club Casa Caribe in New Jersey, and came out just before he was discovered in 1973, so 3 years prior to Breezin' and a few other hits he would have later on in the decade. So, without further ado, from the album Love Walked In, here is All the Things You Are by the George Benson Group on 101.5 The Hawk. Thank you. 101.5 The Hawk, this is the Johnny Athens Variety Hour, preparing you for our comedy segment this week. But first, that was George Benson's group with All the Things You Are. And who do we have for you? We have a wonderfully talented comedian who's been referred to as the funniest man in Canada that everyone knows by Rick Mercer, and has been mixed between this Kramer of Seinfeld and this stand-up routine and this hysterically funny man by Mitch Fatale. He has won the Canadian Comic Award for Best Male Stand-Up in 2004. He's been featured on Just for Laughs several times, and he is the only Canadian to have won the Vail National Comedy Invitational in Vail, Colorado. From Timmins, Ontario, here he is, Derek Edwards.
That is so kind of you. There's places in the city here it behooves you to sound a bit Frencher. I got her down. So whenever possible, my theory, I just try and work in the phrase bleh. It's a godsend. As soon as they sit down, are you comfortable? Bleh. Eh? You look incredible. It's all in your cheeks. Holy smokes, I'm talking a romance language. Let's do a recap. Blip, blip, and blip. I love French. I listen to French folks talk. It sounds like a vat of maple syrup coming to a boy. Blip, 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 blip. That's Canadian. I'm a citizen of Canada. I'm everywhere. We're doing this now in Canada, growing non-Indigenous animals on the farm. I was out in Saskatchewan driving through. This is so bizarre. I saw a llama farm. Not really adapted to the environment, eh? Llamas? Standing there with a 4-foot-long neck. I mean, no offense, but what do they have to look over? Them Saskatchewan llamas got a pretty good view. You know, on a clear day, they could look out and see their own buttocks. You know, to me, more strange, northern Alberta in February, I'm driving along, I see an ostrich farm. Oh, Jesus, they're fitting in. Oh, yeah. Seamless, fresh from the savannas of Africa. You had to wonder what the barnyard chit-chat would have been like the previous few days. Psst, do you find it a little nippy today? I mean, I'm growing fur. That's wrong for a bird. I went to stick my head in the sand. I knocked myself out. You gotta love animals. I just got a puppy. I'm not kidding. Just recent got a puppy. Thank you. It's pricey, if you didn't know. Having a dog in the city, this veterinarian kept gouging me. I think she used to work at Mr. Lube. There was always a new option. She said for an added charge, she'd be more than happy to surgically implant a computer chip in my dog's under his skin. So I asked this woman, why would I want a computer chip in my dog? She goes, you know, so you can find him. I said, lady, you know what I'm going to get? I'm going to get a rope. Yeah. Well, people come over to the house. Gosh, Derek, where's your dog? Oh, yeah, he's at the end of this. I think I saved $200. A life at home. Things have changed, you know. I remember in my little part in Toronto where I'm living, it used to be a lot of little stores. And then this huge thing moved in called Loblaws. It could be a French outfit, I'm not sure. But Loblaws. And you cannot believe the stuff they will sell you. What do you need? A massage? Gasoline? A flu shot? A bank loan? Christmas tree? Come on down to the grocery store. They're like greedy as hell and shameless. And these crazy sales in the Toronto Star. This week at Loblaws, 50-pound bags of potatoes, $5.99. They put in brackets, 3-bag limit. What? You're going to open a chip truck? What's the deal with the... At what point in time did 150 pounds of potatoes become some disappointment? I mean, who got mad? Somebody must have lost it at the cashier once. Three, what? Is this some kind of joke? What do I do with the other 18 bags? So I'll never know how many potatoes it takes to fill up the bathroom, will I? It's a strange and spooky place. There's single folks in my neighborhood that got to go to that store. That's their only option. Everything else is bankrupt. They got to go with a single person's list to Loblaws. Okay, what do I need? Bread and milk. Oh, God, look at the signs. It's like it'll take you 10 minutes to find the bread, and then you got to ask directions. Hey, excuse me, where do you keep the milk? Oh, geez, I've never been up that way. So, you know, basically you're going north, northeast. You want to veer around the canned fish, past the lawn chairs towards the beans. You'll see a bearded man with a staff. He'll ask you 3 riddles. These, worst possibly, is these gifty craft shops that flourish in tourist season. You know these places, even the name makes men upset. You go, there's a real place in Toronto, Dreams in a Basket. Oh, click, damn it. Hey, this is real. I saw one. Oh, gosh, look, it's the knick-knack nook. And the girl, my dear girl, she goes, she's floating through heaven. And I'm standing there like any guy. How did they amass this much garbage in one room? Was there a yard sale at an asylum? The proprietor once found me. I'm in one of these places, just so tense, and I get this thing here. You know, it's a bit of something. It doesn't hurt, but it's a bit. And she's going, I noticed you looking around. What would you like to buy here today? Oh, geez, I'm torn. I don't know whether to go with the wicker canoe or the stained glass hammer. I love boating, but I dearly love to hit you with something. You guys are great. Remarkable.
Point five, the Hawk. Welcome back to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. You may recognize that tune for being the theme of the Johnny Carson Tonight Show for over 30 years, as interpreted by Henry Mancini, Johnny's theme. Originally written by Paul Anka, fun fact, and I believe that the legend goes that he also wrote lyrics for it, but I guess they're hidden or lost, or perhaps they were just Here's Johnny, followed by the name of various guests that would be on the program that night. Well, that is about all for us tonight on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. And, of course, I want to thank all the people on our show, Duke Ellington, the Jimmy Smith Quartet, and the Oscar Peterson Trio, Nina Simone, Dick Cavett, George Benson's group, Henry Mancini, Clifford Brown, and Derek Edwards. A fantabulous show tonight, and I'm glad it all went smoothly and that you were here to join in. So thank you, and be sure to tune in next week. Same station, same time. Thank you very much. Here is Clifford Brown playing All Remember April on 101.5 The Hawk. We'll be right back.
Listening to C101.5 FM, The Hawk.